Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Mike, a piece of medical news for you. This, of course, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy, our favorite, which we take every single day before the show.
That's actually true.
Like that? Ian Rappaport.
No, it's true, though,
great.
I can't even make fun of you.
Yeah. Ian Rappaport just posted this on Twitter. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa had his four-month scans today on his dislocated hip, and sources describe them as, quote-unquote, very good with no concerns, essentially as positive as possible. Accordingly, he will now begin the slow progression of actively trying to get his body ready for play.
Well, and again, he's going to have his pro day where he'll be on display and scrutinized, and I think his hip is this year's Kyler Murray height. And I think when he gets out there and if he can do any mobility stuff, if he can look good throwing the ball, I think it'll all help. So a month from now, you'll get that update. So, Mike, I've said it since the beginning. He wasn't going to come out if there was even a question regarding the medicals. That's why all the ding-dongs who picked up the phone and called in saying, bro, he's in a wheelchair. I just, you don't get it. You just don't understand. It's a business decision. This kid wasn't going to make a bad one. He wouldn't be advised to make a bad one. Go ahead. What else?
Yeah, breaking news. Tua has the coronavirus, unfortunately. That's his medical. Could you imagine?
You can't say that.
No, we were just joking about it.
Take a text, and I got to get to these people. What's the matter with you?
Mike, I want the Lions to draft Tua at 3. I think there's actually a chance. I know people are writing it off, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're ready to move on from Stafford.
All right, good for you.
Lions finally make it to a Super Bowl, and it'll be fixed somehow, and we'll get screwed.
Not interested. Next.
That's a real original one for you. Mike, any thoughts on Peyton Ramsey transferring to Northwestern?
It's a perfect fit. Honestly, they're desperate for a quarterback. He'll start right away. I'm still puzzled why MSU's not bringing in a quarterback, but so be it. New coaching staff, new opinions. I don't know. I like Ramsey. He's gutty, smart kid, good mobility. Doesn't have some huge arm. But look, man, Indiana could have fallen apart when Penix got hurt. They didn't. And Ramsey's a big part of that. So, yeah, he'll be the typical pain in the ass Northwestern quarterback. That's what he'll be.
I wouldn't be surprised if 75% or more of all sporting events are rigged in some way.
Wow. Jesus, 75%. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Nice to get to talk again, you know, back in the area. But you cast light, you know, on one of your podcasts. I'm going to go back in the series. I'm thinking of a Sacramento, the Los Angeles Lakers, Game 6.
Oh yeah,
was that? And I wanted to go into it from the Tim, you know, from the officiating part. It does appear as if officiating is done to direct outcomes in a lot of cases. You said it. They want in the 80s every year almost was the Lakers or Boston or them, you know, together. And it appears that the other culprit in this is the networks and them wanting certain matchups. And I know that's been said. But
I'm a big believer in that. And whether people are comfortable with it or not, if you influence a game, you're attempting to fix a game and vice versa. So, yeah, Jeff, I do believe that stuff happens.
And I wanted to get into Donahue. One thing that's never, I mean, we know the deliberate parts, but there was a part that was listed that he had a list of particular officials who did not like players and provided that to gamblers. First of all, why weren't those officials suspended or publicly reprimanded for letting it be known
right
you know, that it become common knowledge that you didn't like players.
Hell, there are officials in college basketball who you know don't like certain coaches and you know call big games differently than little games, and yet they're still employed, and I'll leave those names out of it.
Oh, and yeah, that's the part that really casts, you know, doubt with people on the veracity of sports when that's allowed and those officials go unpunished or protected.
I'm with
you. Thank you very much. You have a
good
day.
Same to you, Jeff. Nice to hear from you. We'll go to Brian. He'll get the final word. We'll do the cocked and loaded pick of the day. Brian, what's going on, bud?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm great.
I was just calling to, you know, back to the whole scandal and cheating in sports. I wanted to get your take on with technology the way that it is today, has it made cheating easier or has it made it harder, you know, as opposed to the past?
Brian, okay. So cheating, all right, so like regular sports, I think it's both. I think you're under more scrutiny and people can analyze every video clip and social media's presence, it makes it harder. But the technology, it's made it easier, whether it be the video room, the buzzers, whatever it is. Horse racing, I mean, look at the level that Jason Service and Jorge Navarro went to. It wasn't just established drugs or banned substances and then using masking agents. They went out and had their own custom blends made, got the vets in on it, mislabeled bottles, you know, mislabeled shipments, and made sure that what they were injecting their animals with never would test positive. So, Brian, the answer is both.
Okay, and you know, with the cheating in the horse racing, I mean, it makes you wonder how long this has been going on. I know there's always been like a, you know, a thing with horse racing and, you know, horses being juiced and everything, but it makes you wonder if what them two did, they learned from someone else.
Listen, and I said this before, Brian, there are going to be a number of people rolling over now. I mean, Jason Service will never train again. Jorge Navarro will never train again. They're probably headed to jail. You got 27 people who are indicted in this scheme. These people are never going to work again because they don't have any other life skills. They're going to roll over, and I will be shocked if you don't see this story grow. Shocked. And it needs to happen. It's the bloodletting that horse racing has needed to have happen because the local authorities are not going to do anything about it. The state isn't going to do anything about it. You needed the feds. You needed this investigation to blow the lid off it. Because there are people who do it right, and most of them do it right. And that's, you saw Graham Motion came out today, who's a very good trainer. Graham Motion said it, good. Because there's those of us who do it right, and this is a good thing for the game. Let me tell you, if Graham Motion was cheating, he just put a bullseye in his forehead. He's not. Now, look, you got to manage the game, and you got to, well, what are you smiling for? What's your problem? Okay, good to see you, Bogey. Guy walks in with a goofy smile like he hit the Powerball. Whatever, now I got thrown off. Hey, look, I couldn't even finish the point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.